What if the song in your heart could change the world? Ann Wilson never imagined that her life would take her from the quiet fields of Kentucky to the bright lights of Nashville, but it did. And she's here with us right now. Good morning, Ann. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And you are bringing the Stars Tour to Canada for the first time ever.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've never been to Canada before. First time playing a show in Canada. So I cannot wait. We're so excited about it.
Well, you're coming to the Canada Event Center May 11th, and you're bringing Peter Burton with you.
Yes, we're so excited. He's a new artist in the Christian music scene, and he is so talented, and we're just so excited to have him a part of the tour.
Oh, that is great. And you're going to be debuting some new music. Can you give us a little tidbit of information on that?
Yes. So I put out my album called Stars in October of this past year. So it's, you know, an album of 12 songs, and we have not gotten to play all of them. So we'll be playing a lot of the new songs live, which is going to be such a fun time. And our new set together that we've put together, I'm so excited to share it with everyone and for everyone to get to see it. So I'm so excited about this tour. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, we love, love, love your songs, Sunday Sermons, My Jesus, and God's Story. Out of the three of those top songs, can you tell me the inspiration behind the one that means the most to you?
Yeah, you know, My Jesus means the most to me. And I mean, they all have their different meanings.
Right.
But My Jesus was the first song ever that I put out. So when I was writing that song, I wrote that when I was 18 years old. I'm almost 24 now for reference. So it's been a long time since I wrote that song. But my brother had passed away in a tragic car accident in 2017. And the loss of my brother Jacob really put a lot of things into perspective for me of what's important, what matters. And I wanted to spend the rest of my life here on earth with whatever time God gave me to live, you know, left to serve God and to glorify him. And that was through music. And God started to call me into the music industry right after my brother passed away, which is what led to my whole career now. But in the moments of first losing Jacob, I would write down in my journal every single day, I wanted to prove to myself that I was going to get through this loss. So I would write down, thank you, my Jesus, for giving me another day. Thank you for you know, pulling me through another day of this grief. And after years of writing that, finally make it to Nashville and I start writing music. And I realized that the whole time I had been writing My Jesus as the way that I was referring to the Lord. And so I just thought, you know what, that's an interesting idea. So I took that into a writing room and we ended up writing the song that day, My Jesus. And so, you know, this song has multiple layers of meaning. The first is just that it's an invitation to people to come to Jesus. No matter what you've done, where you are in your life, you can have a personal relationship with Christ. And then another part of it is just, it's so much of my story with losing my brother that God made a way when there was no way, and he saved my life, and he has written this beautiful story in my life. So My Jesus is really special to me. It'll always be the song that means the most to me. It came from such a vulnerable place, and I never dreamed that it would impact so many people like it has. So
everybody resonates with your music. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, why do you think Christian radio is important?
You know, I think it is vital for the world that we're living in today. It's a dark world. There's so much negative news right now and always so much going on that is so sad, and it can get us so down. And I think that obviously the Lord, I believe wholeheartedly that the most important thing we can do in our lifetime is to tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
And Christian radio is doing just that. I grew up on Christian radio even before I was a Christian, grew up in the car listening to it with my parents, and then eventually became a Christian when I was 12. But I will tell you that every single time since then that I have turned on the radio, it has been exactly the song that I needed to hear. Whether it was I was having a hard day, I was going through something difficult, I was struggling with depression or anxiety or grief, turn on Christian radio, it's the song I needed to hear. And I believe that God meets every listener in the car with Christian radio. I believe he meets them right where they're at and gives them the song that they need to get through the day. And I think that Christian radio is impacting people in a way that nothing else can. And it's so vital and so important.
Thank you so much, Anne. And if you have ever wondered if your story matters, if your voice can be heard, or if hope can shine in the darkness, The answer is yes. And all you have to do is ask Ann Wilson. Ann, thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll see you in May.
Yes, I can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.